MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Helania Faree, Senior Economist at the Bureau for Economic Research. Helania, appreciate the time. GDP, a measure of economic activity that's, I mean, it feels like it's been around forever. It sort of helps us understand economic strength, if you will. But in a recent note you wrote, not the best measure.
Well, Simon, I think the point we're trying to make is that GDP remains indispensable. Mm. It allows South Africa to benchmark our performance and our size against international or against countries elsewhere in the world. So we're not saying that it needs to be replaced. What we're saying is that the world is changing to the extent that it might be necessary to start thinking about complements to GDP. GDP mm-hmm. was never, the goal of GDP was never to give an indication of welfare. So there's a shortcoming in that sense. It doesn't necessarily measure household production or the distribution of income. But more recently, because our economies are becoming increasingly services-oriented, knowledge-based, those kind of things are more difficult to measure than what GDP typically captures. So we're saying, let's start thinking creatively about alternatives.
A couple of key points there. We're not saying do away with GDP. It serves a purpose. It's great. We love it. And also, this isn't a uniquely South Africa issue either. I mean, obviously, we are talking about South Africa, but the challenges are going to be more or less the same the world over.
Definitely. What I do think is unique to South Africa, mm-hmm. that we are at a critical juncture.
Yeah.
Many people would say we're at a crossroads. We need to get a clearer signal of what's truly going on in the economy, because I think people are sitting on the edges of their seats wanting to act. They want to know in which direction is South Africa's economy going to go. And a measure that's only released quarterly, often with a lag, and that isn't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily give you a, well, how can I say, a high frequency, granular view of what's going on in the ground, makes it more difficult to make decisions.
Yeah, I mean, the Q4 data, it literally only came out last week. I mean,
we're
in March already. You do have solutions. This isn't just problems. I mean, and none of this is really sort of rocket science, and not in any way to take away from the note you wrote. But, you know, we get satellite data. I know investors use it. We've got a ton of data from mobile phones, from payment flows. There is other stuff we can pull in that we could use.
For sure. And I think the world and technology is changing it to such an extent that it's really becoming much easier. AI allows us to analyze and generate data in a much quicker way than was possible in the past. I think the problem is governance, essentially, and a bit of market failure, if I can introduce some economic jargon. The people who are proprietors of this data often are private firms, banks, telecoms companies, and for them themselves, there aren't necessarily a direct benefit in sharing it. Of course, there are competition concerns and trust issues. But if there were to be an independent body that can sort of be the custodian of this type of information and help make sense of it, I think it could actually add a lot of value to decision makers.
And the idea would be, and I mean, I follow the Atlantic Fed, and they do something they call GDP Now, which is very much what you're sort of suggesting. They're putting out data all the time as they get data. This would give us real-time understandings of what's happening on the ground and enable us to, as a country, as an economy, respond quicker.
Exactly. I think we shouldn't underestimate or we shouldn't discredit what the SARB is also doing. Mm-hmm. I think they have a composite indicators that they release more frequently. But the point is, I think we can go further. We need to think more creatively about what is becoming available out there. Especially in the digital realm, it's often hard to measure digital services. Many of these digital services are free, and yet they add immense value. With AI being massively productivity enhancing, the cost of sort of producing services is falling, which might actually then reflect in GDP as negative, whereas actually a lot of value is still being added. So there's a lot of things happening out there, but we need to make sure that we are at the cusp of what's happening technologically and sort of riding this wave of what is becoming possible.
Is this a global conversation that's happening in the economics field? I imagine it surely must be.
Yes, for sure it is. There's been a couple of sort of good papers written about it, a couple of books, and I think it's worth making sure that we are part of this global conversation.
Yeah, a part of the conversation and up to date in a sense. Last question, a recent paper, you were examining sort of historical revisions to our GDP, and you're saying there's a potential that our booms are actually understated, downturns overstated, which again, for policymakers is, to use a phrase which is probably wrong, suboptimal.
For sure. And I think that the issue really is that it's the first GDP release that gets the most attention.
Yeah.
People wait, they know what date it's going to be released. Once it's revised, very few people care. So if we're underestimating our booms, it means people are going to put in less money in the economy mm-hmm. than what they actually should. And I think that's a problem. It has a real, it almost become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Because if investment is down, GDP is down, and it's maybe not based on accurate numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is those revisions. I'm one of the data nerds who loves the revisions, but I suspect I'm few and far between. We'll leave it there. This is Lenia Faris, Senior Economist, Bureau of Economic Research. Appreciate the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.